My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to say, I love you more often. There is no point in being stingy with these words with the people you love. So, why not let them know? This episode is first airing around Valentine's Day. We buy flowers and cards for our spouses and candy for our kids, all of which is great. It's also great to show love for people in our lives every other time of year. There are lots of ways to show love, and all of those have their merit. But honestly, one of the simplest ways is just to say it. I began trying to consciously say these words more often with my kids a great many years ago, particularly when my eldest was starting school. I realized that it was going to be quite easy to have the last words they heard from me each morning be something like, why aren't your shoes in the mudroom? What do you mean you don't have your homework? You can't wear shorts in January, or something like that. So while I still say all those things, I then try to end with, love you, as in, come on, you've got to get out the door to the bus right now. Love you. I'm not sure if they notice or care. But if any of them does have a bad day for some reason or another, at least their mother's parting words to them were affectionate. You might try saying these little words when you part from your loved ones, too. If you are not known for being particularly showy with emotions, you might start with some more demonstrative texts. Send these people an emoji heart. Then you can work up to words. Your spouse and kids might be surprised, but they will probably be happy to get an I love you, thinking about you text on their lunch break. I am not sure there's a good reason not to say I love you frequently. It's not like it means less just because you say it more often. It also isn't an invitation to downplay or write off bad behavior. You could absolutely tell a kid, the school principal had to call me today about the incident in class. I love you no matter what you do. I am also taking away your iPad until you can show that you can be trusted to live up to your obligations to your school community. And if you and your spouse happen to be in a rough patch, well, saying I love you frequently is a down payment on your future happiness. As in, I love you, and I trust we are going to work this out. Anyway, if you are not particularly effusive, why not use Valentine's Day as an excuse to get started? Sure, the candy and hearts are all commercial, but it feels a little more normal to talk about love on this holiday. Then, you can use that newfound showiness to keep going. See if you can say those little words once a day to the people you love most. Then, see if you can sometimes say them more than once. You just might find that you feel more loving the more you talk about loving people. And it tends to be reflected. You will feel more loved as well. In the meantime, this is Laura, Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.